Arimu Anuapo hopes his new board game called Yubalingo will teach children the art of his local language in an engaging way.
Ojo, rain, ija, fight, ifeso, we.
The Nigerian board game designer, who lives in Lagos, is one of around 50 million people across West Africa who speak Yoruba.
If you are trying to teach what people are not really like excited to learn, but you have to take another approach, so it's like a fusion of education and entertainment, so to form a kind of entertainment background via learning something new that could like spoil their excitement into trying to, you know, learn the language and use it more.
Several hundred indigenous languages are spoken in Nigeria. But Nigeria's National Institute for Cultural Orientation says the nation's top three spoken languages, Yoruba, Igbo, and Hausa, may not survive the next 50 years. Adoremi Adejbite, a local artist who promotes linguistic awareness, says more needs to be done to promote and preserve local languages.
For a long period of time, in those countries that were colonized, the colonizers' languages have been the formal languages being spoken in those countries. In Nigeria, quite a lot of initiatives are coming up to protect the languages and the dialects, you know, in the country.
The Yubalingo board game is set to hit the market early next year with hopes that it will reach children everywhere. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.